Here comes a fitting tribute to a great week of music. This next artist's name is a household word all over the world. He's a generous, brilliant man of music, incredibly generous to come here this evening and to be a part of this great week. Give a deafening, roaring welcome to Mr. Johnny Cash.
I taught the weeping willow how to cry, and I showed the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky. And the tears I cried for that woman are gonna flood you, big river, and I'm gonna sit right here until I die. I met her accidentally in St. Paul, Minnesota, and it tore me up every time I heard her drawl, southern drawl. Then I heard my dream went back downstream, cavorting in Davenport, and I followed you, big river, when you called. Sorry. Yes, then you took me to St. Louis, later on down the river. A freighter said she's been here, but she's gone, boy, she's gone. I found a trail in Memphis, but she just walked up the bluff. She raised a few eyebrows and went on down alone. Now won't you bat it down by Baton Rouge, River Queen, roll it on. Take that woman on down to New Orleans, New Orleans. Go on, I've had enough, dump my blues down in the Gulf. She loves you, big river, more than me. Now I taught the weeping willow how to cry, cry, cry. And I showed the clouds how to cover up a clear blue sky. And the tears I cried for that woman are gonna flood you, big river. And I'm gonna sit right here until I die. Up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head that didn't hurt, and the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled in my closet, threw my clothes, and found my cleanest dirty shirt. And then I washed my face and combed my hair, stumbled down the stairs to meet today. I smoked my mind the night before with cigarettes and songs that I'd been picking. Then I lit my first and watched a small boy cussing at a can that he was kicking. Then I crossed the empty street and caught the Sunday smell of someone frying chicken. And it took me back to something that I lost somewhere, somehow along the way. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something about a Sunday that makes a man feel all alone. And there ain't nothing short of dying, oh, half as lonesome as the sound of a sleeping city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down. In the park I saw a daddy with a laughing little girl that he was swinging. And then I stopped beside a Sunday school and listened to the songs that they were singing, like bringing in the sheaves. And then I went on down the road and somewhere far away a lonely bell was ringing. And it echoed through the canyon like a disappearing dream of yesterday. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned, 'cause there's something in a Sunday that makes a body feel alone. And there ain't nothing short of dying half as lonesome as the sound of a sleeping city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down. Just finished a week at the Hilton International in Las Vegas, and the dry air has kind of got us a little bit, but we're not going to worry about it. Riding on the city of New Orleans, Illinois Central, Monday morning rail. 15 cars and 15 restless riders, 3 conductors and 24 sacks of mail. All along the southbound Odyssey, the train rolls out of Kankakee and moves along past houses, farms and fields, passing trains that have no name, switchyards full of old black men and graveyards full of rusted automobiles. Good morning, America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm a train they call the city of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done, playing cards with an old man on the club card. Penny a point, nobody's keeping score. Hey, now pass that paper bag that holds a bottle and feel the wheels rumbling neath the floor. And the sons of old men porters and the sons of engineers ride their daddy's magic carpet made of steel. Mothers with their babes asleep rocking to that gentle beat, and the rhythm of the rails is all they feel. Good morning, America, how say, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm a train they call the city of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done. Nighttime on the city of New Orleans, changing cars in Memphis, Tennessee. We're halfway home and we'll be there by morning. lonely darkness rolling down to the sea. And the towns and all the people seem to fade into a bad dream. And the steel rail still ain't heard the news. The conductor sings his song again. The passengers will please refrain. This train's got the disappearing railroad blues. Good morning, America, how are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son. I'm a train they call the city of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done. I'll be gone 500 miles when the day is done. I've been writing songs as long as I can remember, I guess. Excuse me. And I remember sitting around the fire in that little house in the outskirts of a cotton patch, writing songs when I was a kid. But bring it up to date, the last song I wrote was last month on a plane between Perth and Adelaide, Australia. But when I'm away from home traveling, my memories always take me back home, usually, even for the songs I write. This new song is called The Ballad of Barbara. In a southern town where I was born, that's where I got my education. I worked in the fields and I walked in the woods and I wondered at creation. I recall the sun in a sky of blue and the smell of green things growing. And I lived every day and I lived anyway, anyway the wind was blowing. Then I heard of a cultured city life, breathtaking lofty steeples. And the day I called myself a man, I left my land and my people. And I rambled north and I rambled east, and I tested and I tasted, and a girl or two took me round and round, and I always left me wasted in a world that's all concrete and steel, with nothing green ever growing, where the buildings hide the rising sun and block the free wind blowing, where you sleep by day and you wake by night, to a world of drink and laughter. I met a girl that I knew would be the one that I was after, in a soft blue gown and a formal tux. Beneath that lofty steeple, he said, do you, Barbara, take this man, and will you be one of his people? And she said, I do, and she said, I will. And the world looked mighty pretty, and we lived in a fancy downtown flat, 'cause she loved the noisy city. But the days grew cold beneath the yellow sky, and I longed for green things growing, and I talked of home and my people there, but she'd not agree to going. Then her hazel eyes turned away from me with a look that wasn't pretty, and she turned into concrete and steel, and she said, I'll take the city. Now the cars go by on the interstate, and my pack is on my shoulder, and I'm going home where I belong, much wiser now and older. Well, my daddy left home when I was three. Didn't leave very much to my ma and me, except his old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him, cause he run and hid, but the meanest thing my daddy ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folk. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd turn red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I'll tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. But I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fists got hard, my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, I'd search the honky-tonks and bars, kill that man and give me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I just hit town and my throat was dry. Thought I'd stop and have myself a brew at an old saloon on a street of mud, and there at a table dealing stud sat the dirty mangy dog and named me Sue. Now I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother had. Knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold, and I said, my name. Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes and he went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. Then I busted a chair right across his teeth and we crashed through the walls and into the street, kicking and a gouging in the mud and blood and the beer. Well, I'll tell you, I fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. Kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laughing and I heard him cuss, and he reached for his gun, but I pulled mine first. He stood there looking at me and I saw him smile. He said, son, this world is rough, and if a man's gonna make it, he's gotta be tough. And I knew I wouldn't be there to help you alone. So I give you that name and I said goodbye, and I knew you'd have to get tough or die. It's that name that helped to make you strong. He said, now you just fought one hell of a fight, and I know you hate me and you got the right. Kill me now and I wouldn't blame you if you do. But you ought to thank me before I die for the gravel in your gut and the spit in your eye, cause I'm the whoop. I ain't gonna say that in front of you. I'm gonna say that in front of you. It's too pretty. What could I do? Well, I got all choked up and I threw down my gun. I called him a paw and he called me a son. Come away with a different point of view. And I think about it now and then, every time I try and every time I win. And if I ever have a boy, well, I had a boy and I named him John Carter, and he's a jewel too. Boy, he's a good one. Can I have a drink of water? Boy. Hell ain't a half a mile out of here.